Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Gamera versus Giron.
But first, we have finally compiled what we felt is our top five Kaiju movies.
Yeah.
We did basically how I often make decisions and organizing lists and putting ranking things is I go online and I find one of those tournament bracket generators, and I just kind of run them against each other as if they were competing in a contest. And yeah, so we've this is the official Kaiju Pod top five, and based only on the ones that we have already reviewed on the podcast.
Yeah.
Ready? Should we just go through it?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think what I'm going to do is once the list is out there, I'm going to put the list on the site.
Okay.
And then anytime it changes, we could.
Yeah. I think now at the end of each podcast, we're going to go, now, does this do anything to break into the top five after we talk about the movie? Yeah. And then we can make that decision.
Yeah.
Number five was King Kong versus Godzilla. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. It's really hard to beat that one.
Yeah.
Even though it is only five. Number four, Godzilla versus Gigan. Yeah, I was like, we need to go in too hard. If you want to find us the detailed bits on these, you can definitely find those episodes.
Yeah.
Should I just read them all myself, or did you want to read some?
I don't have the list, yeah.
Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. And number two, Monster Zero, a.k.a. Invasion of Astro Monster. Right?
Yeah.
Invasion of. And number one, kind of surprisingly, is Rodan. And it's not even a Godzilla movie.
I mean, is it surprising though? Like, okay, so like,
listen, it's not surprising when you see it. It's it's just something about it. And like, I was also like looking at three of these top five movies mm-hmm. are within like the first 2 months of doing this podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we kind of started with things we kind of like, front loaded stuff we knew we liked.
Well, I mean, at the time, my favorite was Monster Zero. Like I was excited to see that, and you hadn't seen it. And then in your mind at the time, Godzilla versus King Kong was your favorite. So we started with our Shin Godzilla, and then we did those two, I think. Right. And then we did Rodan. And I'm wondering if it's a surprise to people that Rodan is our number one, because we talk about it a lot.
Well, yeah, it's more a surprise to me that Rodan still stays there for me, but and it's also because I hadn't seen it before we did it. Had you seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hadn't seen it before. So it was also, there was a freshness to it, but I don't know, it just, what it achieves I thought was really good. And it's also our movie list leans old, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for one of the post-millennial era Godzilla movies to crack it, mm-hmm. I think, for sure. The early stuff just kind of has that appeal, that different Godzilla face always has that appeal to me.
I like that. I think that one of the things with Rodan, though, is, I mean, when there's not monsters on the screen, it's how good is the human story.
Yeah.
And the human story is so tied to the monster. And it doesn't feel like two separate things going on, which is nice. Which I'm sure we'll talk about soon. But
so this is it. Now we have our top five to then compare everything to.
Yeah.
And first up, first challenger, Gamera versus Giron.
I think Giron.
Okay.
But they also say Gamera
versus Giron break the top five.
Spoiler alert. Nope.
Okay.
I think the closest Gamera movie to break the top five was Gamera versus Gauss, mm-hmm. or is it?
It was in
pronouncing
the contest,
this movie
was.
Gaios.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It definitely was. But finally, finally, we get the knife headed.
Yeah.
Kaiju.
I think you can agree that we just saw the best part of this movie.
We saw it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Well, I don't know. Do you want. Let's wait till we get to that spot.
Okay.
And let's not just jump straight there. It's another one of those situations with a Japanese kid pairing up with a white kid.
Yeah.
The flying saucer is cool. There's bike riding music.
Yeah. There's lava credits.
Yes.
One of my first notes here are the physics of the dart gun. I kind of had an issue with the dart gun.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots the dart and it knocks the dude's like handkerchief or something.
Yes.
And it gets stuck to the wall. And I'm like, oh, right. It's like dart darts, like pointy tip darts. But then he pulls it out and it's like the regular old orange
suction cup.
Yeah. Suction cup dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I had an issue with that, but I am glad that it came back.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way this gun ever would fire that hard or be able to stick to a wall with a handkerchief between it. I don't know, but that's not even a big problem. To keep calling the little sister idiot.
Yeah. Okay. This might be something to cut out, but yeah, I'm looking at my notes and I go, and I'm not sure I remember what some of these things say. I wrote, worse than a spaceman.
Worse than a spaceman.
Is there any idea? And then it says they harass the guy playing with a sword.
Shit.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just when time comes, you can pull that part out. Two kids on one bike. I like how the threat is I'm going to shave your heads.
Yeah, and that comes into play later.
And the kid does a take to the camera and puts a suction cup dart on his head.
Yeah.
Man, it was a cold day of shooting. You could see their breath, actually.
Even in the interior shots, you could see their breath. This is a really cold set. It made me sad for those guys.
Yeah, so they say the spacemen won't hurt you because if they flew here, they're civilized.
Yeah.
I was definitely wondering how... Yeah, I wonder how many Gamera movies are that, you know, a white kid paired up with a Japanese kid. And how easy it is for these kids to steal a spaceship.
Yeah, yeah. They do it pretty easy. A, they're able to get on right away, and then they're just able to fly it.
Yeah.
And that's where they meet Matt Gamera
for
the first
time. And to sabotage it. Yeah, yeah.
Which Gamera does this move. Where he takes a meteor to the face. And they end up on a planet. It's a planet that's in our solar system, but it's directly opposite of the Earth, so it's always on the other side of the sun. Like, it's the same orbit as Earth, right?
Right.
And so at the beginning, and when it says a star is in trouble, they're just talking about our sun, right?
Oh, I didn't connect that, but it's a good point.
So
there's a lot of just kind of general explaining the fact that basically in a way explains away the budget for the movie to be like, you know, there's like, oh, funny, there's no weightlessness here. Yeah. Oh, the atmosphere here is just like ours.
Yeah.
So we don't need any special breathing apparatus.
Yeah.
Don't need spacesuits.
They have their own Gaios, which they pronounce as Gaios in this one as opposed to Gauss.
Yeah, a different color. But they got a ton of them.
Yeah. And they said, I think the kids say something like they have their own Gaios. But the way it made it seem was that this is where Gaios came from.
Mm.
Because there were so many of them.
Yeah.
So that was
the
kinda
gray
cool.
ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. This is the moment.
This is it. This is the best thing in the movie.
This is the greatest part of this movie. is so Giron is essentially like this planet's. By the way, it's funny. Like it's like the planet's like inhabited with a lot of people, I'm sure, but we're just gonna deal with two people in this whole thing. But that it's basically this planet's guard dog.
That they can kind of summon whenever they want to. The water going backwards or the water going uphill or however they say it, but it's
Yeah,
clearly just reverse footage.
and the ground opens up, and out comes Giron, finally.
What do you think of Garon as a design?
He's a lot of fun. I mean, I've been excited about getting to see him in action ever since, seeing the posters and just the artwork of that look. It's such an obvious knife face that it's just like, I just want to see what that thing does.
It's one of those things too, like where we since starting the podcast, like I think both of us have had a more appreciation towards the crawling kaiju.
Yeah, the knees. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like this is a good one
This is
because
a
it's
great
crawling.
one.
I love,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm getting into the crawling kaijus a lot. He, yeah, his head is a knife. Like it even looks like it has, you know, where you sharpen the knife, that kind of like
It is sharp.
discoloration.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
He
he,
does. The beveled edge. He's got a beveled, and he is sharp. But yeah, the first note I wrote of this interaction was, "What ricochet laser chops off his leg?"
Now, Gaius's lasers, we've learned, can cut cars in half and jets in half and pierce Gamera's skin, but it deflects and slices his leg off.
Gaius,
So he's hopping on one leg, which is like the what is the Monty Python, the Black Knight.
totally. Gaius didn't stand a chance.
No.
He was so outmatched by Giron in this fight. He tries to fly by him, and then he just gets one of his arms sliced off,
Yeah, his left wing.
and it's still wiggling. And then immediately chops off the other arm, and then chops that. Like it didn't even last very long at all. And then
No.
after he chops everything off, Giron laughs at him.
Yeah. And then he cuts him into like slices of bologna, like like just
I
perfect
wrote the
slices.
head gets last word.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sliced him up, and yeah, so Gaius is purple on the inside, like kind of like one of those Okinawan sweet potatoes. I wrote a quote from Giron. I thought they spelled bad on the outside. Okay, so go on.
During this fight, did the kids' voices change on your version?
Like they had different actors do it?
Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
Okay.
But the kids try to get away and they end up closer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so line hurry, the opposite switch. Idiot, they don't understand our language. That's the reason they don't answer. Oh, I was very excited to see that the aliens had the creepy eyes. I want that to happen every time.
Yeah, maybe it does.
That outfit is amazing too. That's another,
Cosplay.
yeah,
Alien. I
cosplay
think pretty
thing.
much any alien from a
It'd be
Godzilla
great. Yeah, I
or a
wonder.
Gamera movie.
Like, is there an alteration for the man version of that outfit? Okay, so the aliens have their names, and they mean sweet as a little bird and pretty as a flower.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
So these.
Terra. Terra is the name of this planet, and it's Earth's sister planet.
Yeah. Right, watchdog. They specifically say Giron's their dog.
Yeah. Sometimes they call him Giron, and sometimes they call him Giro.
They say the boys will become our rations.
Yeah. They eat children.
Yeah.
Akio gets hypnotized, and we get more clips of from previous Gamera movies. Is that right?
Oh.
Where we get this is where we get the clips from the previous movies where Gamera is the friend of children.
Right.
Which is explained. It's not as bad as the previous movie, Virus, where they had, like, I don't know, 20 minutes of clips. These were a little bit shorter.
Yes.
And these people are described, these aliens are described as brain gobblers. Did they say that in the movie, or did I just say, put that in my notes, that they're brain gobblers?
Well, they do say that we'll gobble their brains raw, and if we eat their brains, we'll gain their knowledge.
I'm just looking at my notes, and I'm trying to figure it out because I watched this so long ago.
All right, so we're cutting back to what's going on the ground, like on Earth, basically, mm-hmm. as the parents kind of discover, you know, start kind of like figuring out that something's up, the kids are missing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conversation with the woman, the little girl, and the cop. There's a part where someone says, if you believe everything a child says, it's educationally and psychologically wrong.
Huh.
They have a head shaving gun and a skull removing gun.
I like the razor gun. I kind of wanted it because I shaved my head and I was like, oh, I kind of want that as,
you know, they're all gun shaped.
Cool. Yeah. But it freaked me out because they stuck his head in that machine, like that clamp, and it's kind of just his head was exposed. And then they started shaving it, which looked like for real. And I'm like, are they really going to eat these kids' brains? Like it was seemed pretty intense for like a kid's movie.
I loved that they're gonna try shooting the missile,
mm-hmm.
and you see it and it looks like this giant rocket, but that rocket actually opens up and shoots a smaller rocket. I just like it too.
My next note is Giron gets stuck in a rock.
There's a part it says when he hits Gamera, his parts bulge out. Yeah, so. He breaks skin. He's here. He's got green blood. Gamera grabs Giron's hand and puts it in his own mouth so he can bite it. And then he shoots Giron into the rock and hits him with fire. But Giron shurikens Gamera's face.
Yeah, gets him right in the eye.
Yeah, with those throwing stars on the side of the hilt of his knife. And then Gamera grabs some ice for his face.
I didn't even realize that was ice.
It was like,
I remember shoving him in the face, but
he takes a stalagmite and deflects the star's shot, hitting Giron in the shoulder with them. Gamera's biggest weakness, he then falls into the water upside down.
Yeah.
And there's another scenario.
The children are calling Gamera a lot. Like, while he's fighting, they just say Gamera, which I believe was in the last movie, too. Does that give Gamera strength? The children's voices saying his name?
I don't think so. They're just trying to distract him. and this is another scenario whenever Gamera gets stuck upside down, the people laugh at him.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. It's been a little while since we saw this movie, so we're talking about it now. I have a note that says, "Old lady, old lady."
That's it.
You know what that is?
No.
We'll eat their brains after we fix the ship. Does he punch the kid in the head to wake him up, and then he doesn't want to go outside because his head's all shaved and he says, here, wear this. He doesn't even want to go outside. He doesn't even want to escape. He's like, my head, wait.
Gamera falls, jumps straight into the sky and falls back down on Giron and then starts hopping on his back. So Giron then swings his tail and launches Gamera at a pole. And this is where we get Gamera swinging around the pole.
Oh, the gymnastics move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, Gamera uses his ninja stars again. And they really seem effective. I don't know why he doesn't... Giron. he doesn't. I don't know why he doesn't use them more.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess he's got so many, but
that could be. Yeah, you could address that, like any superhero movies like that, yeah. In a sense.
But as soon as he hits Gamera with the ninja stars, Gamera kind of does his sort of jig. It looks like he's dancing.
Oh yeah,
he's got a ninja star in his arm and his leg.
The a big entertainment is like is the puppets versions of them. When they sometimes just kind of like knock into it, like when Gamera comes out flying and he has like a kind of a rough landing, and then the Gearon puppet kind of topples on top of him, and they try to like kind of like, and then he gets away again. It just the stiffness of the fact that they obviously can't move. They're just kind of like things on strings.
Yeah, like when they're going when Gamera's holding on to Gearon and like underwater and launching him into the air.
Like yeah. That stuff's fun. Or when and then there's the the Gearon is approaching Gamera. He just kind of jumps up and he jumps on the back of his head and bounces on there a little bit.
Yeah. That's right before he gets flipped into the pole doing the
gymnastics. Right. Yeah.
But this move where he's underwater and Gearon's coming to stab him in the back.
Yeah.
Pops him up. But then Gamera grabs Gearon, launches him into the sky, does a somersault, comes down and sticks Gearon directly into the ground. So Gearon's stuck in the ground with his legs and arms flailing, and they get a missile. They launch a missile into the head hole.
There's a. Did you notice the palms of Gearon's hands? By the way,
no.
I mean, it looks like he touched the burning amulet in Raiders.
No, really.
Yeah, it's like kind of concentric circles kind of thing. Actually, I just remember there's a moment where it seemed like after the gymnastics move, it's really hard to get past it. After the gymnastics move, and he does the swing around and he lands it, he also has a little presentational moment after he does that. Uh-huh. And then it cuts to Gearon, and it almost seemed like Gearon was doing a take to the audience about it. I also like when Gamera was yanking the stars out of his arms, uh-huh. It hurts him. It's like when people are pulling like splinters in cartoons, he's like, ow! Ah! He keeps screaming.
Trying to remember how Gearon gets dispatched. Because they shoot that missile at him, but it goes through his head hole.
Well, yeah, the kids shoot the missile and it misses. Gamera, but then Gamera like throws it
into his head hole.
Yeah.
And then lights it on fire. And then you see Gearon's hand go flying into the air.
Gamera fixes the spaceship.
Yeah.
By sticking it together.
Yeah.
And he flies him back in his mouth.
Yeah, it looks like a hamburger or something sticking out of his mouth. So the lesson of the movie is to stop wars and accidents. And I have that Earth is the best.
Yeah. Stop looking to the stars and make the most of the Earth because it's the best. Just try love instead. No more wars and no accidents.
No accidents.
It is goofy.
It's definitely a weird one. As far as Gamera movies go, I don't know. I don't know where it fits in for me. Gearon is like the top of my list as far as villains.
Yeah.
Gamera. But Gauss, I think, still is my favorite one.
I am interested in seeing, because these are very, like, I am interested because, like, I know there are more modern Gamera movies
yeah.
Where he looks like really mean, and like he's got really and I'm interested in how this is going to evolve. Not that I still like our plan. We'll just keep going in chronological order, and we'll just see the evolution as it goes. But yeah, these are pretty goofy. There's elements I like, but there's a lot that's just kind of, you know, I also like the sliding conveyor belty kind of, like when they move from room to room.
Oh yeah, the moving corridor.
Yeah, that stuff's cool too. Like I like period piece futurism.
Yeah, there's one shot of the control room that had like a matte painting ceiling, which looked really cool. It was like it has that sort of, you know, the old sci-fi campy movie.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering like if we were to watch Godzilla's Revenge in the thick of these movies, if I like it a lot, but if you would like it more,
be more forgiving about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, at least with the Godzilla's Revenge, like the clips are just short and they're just fights; they're not huge sequences.
It's interesting. The talking talking minia might be hard.
Maybe
it still might still be hard for me. Yeah. I mean, it'd be fine. I mean, like with distance between me and Godzilla's Revenge, I find it more charming than I did at the time.
I wonder if that's something we should revisit. I don't know.
There's still so much to look at before we even get anywhere near that.
Yeah. Does this movie crack your top five?
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Although if some point we did another top five of just monster design.
Oh, yeah.
That could, like, monster design.
Yeah,
like,
I think Giron could probably.
Like, Giron would be a great, like, see what Giron versus Gigan would be. Because they both have their blades.
Uh-huh. Saw blade versus knife blade.
Yeah.
And then
I'd go saw blade.
Like Gamera,
but he's also got the laser.
Gigan has the laser. He can probably hit those.
Yeah. Ninja Giron's stars. Very analog. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's true. You don't usually see projectiles coming out of.
No.
Maybe like Mothra has some sort of spikes that come out sometime, like shoots spikes.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like the notion
usually,
of like,
yeah, it's yeah. Usually lasers or some sort of something like that.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to go back and look at, you know, those people who like to do the cross section kaiju where you could like see like how their organs are. Mm-hmm. Like I wonder like the system that generates throwing stars, exactly what that is. Like I could like
could it
in
be
my
like
med-
teeth?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like shark teeth where there's like just rows upon rows behind it just like waiting to kind of work their way up. Well, you probably, but I don't think they address it in those cutouts because I think they just like to show kind of like their organs.
Yeah.
That's the part I'd want to know about. It would also be kind of like the idea of like when you go, okay, which kaiju would you most want to see a mecha of?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's already a knife, so you would just make him metal.
Just him all shiny, just like, just like silver shiny. It'd be pretty cool.
Like chrome. Maybe have him be like kind of a regular like brushed steel, but his knife is like chrome.
Yeah, it's goofy. I guess this was they did do an MST3K of this movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That would I might want to visit that at some point.
Yeah, that would be fun. Next episode is going to be Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
Yeah, the also, speaking of the top five, it's just kind of looking at where the episodes would go. When is this one post? Do you remember?
This today is April 23rd.
Wow. You see, because like in all of the ones we've done, we haven't had anything break the top five since our December show with Gigan December 18th. So
King Kong came close, right? We had King Kong in there, right?
Skull Island, you mean? What are you talking
regular
about
King Kong?
Oh, regular King Kong. Yeah, it was close. It was close. It just didn't crack the top five. Yeah.
And then obviously the bonus episodes. Yeah, at the time of recording this, we haven't seen Pacific Rim Uprising.
Right.
Or Rampage. But yeah, recording in the past for the future. But yeah, go to kaijupod.com and check out our top five list. It'll be up there, and I'll probably include, they'll have links to our episodes if you want to hear those episodes. And then I think Rodan's going to be pretty hard to beat.
It is going to be hard to beat.
And I think the more the time passes, my
your memories. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, that might be how King Kong vs. Godzilla is still in our top five.
Yeah.
Just because if you go, when I went back and started like kind of running through our pods, going, "Oh, there's a lot about it that makes you roll your eyes and are cringeworthy," but there's still like a
certain tree in the mouth,
yeah,
and the balloons or the is it the helicopters, the little Wienermobile helicopters that carry?
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So, but cool. Well, yeah, our next regular episode will be King Kong versus King Ghidorah, which I believe is 1991, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. It's the one from the 90s, and I'm excited to talk about that one. And then we will have, if you want to find that list and stuff, go to kaijupod.com. That also gives you links to our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And until next time. It'll shove some ice in my eye.
I was gonna ice my face.
Shit.
I was like, I was sitting there going, "Oh, good. Oh, I got one. Ice my face." Whatever. We'll just both ice our face today.
All right.